Everyone, welcome to another episode of Business Way Outside the Box, sponsored by PR Works, a PR firm in America's hometown, Plymouth, Massachusetts. And what we try to highlight are businesses that are offbeat, unusual, or have a very unusual way of delivering their service. Today, I have a guest with me who is a business coach, and there are a number of other titles that go with her: executive coach, a speaker and author, and a host of her own show, which has an even better title than ours, called Shed the Bitch Radio. I'm not sure if I can say that on radio.
You can.
Okay. And she has been running her own business for 12 years, left corporate America, and that's where the Shed the Bitch theme comes from. And with that, I would like to introduce Bernadette. Bernadette, please tell us a little bit more about how you came to where you are today.
Came to be. Well, Steve, it's nice to see you. Thank you very much for having me as part of the program. Let's see. I spent 25 years in corporate America, kind of at different rungs of the ladder, so to speak, predominantly in retail and technology. I left in 2008 and immediately saw an opportunity to leverage all of that expertise in the coaching and consulting world. And in doing so, I started my own business, Ball of Fire Inc., which makes up Ball of Fire Coaching and Ball of Fire Media. Ball of Fire Coaching really focuses on the leadership and the development of people, whether it's in their career, business, or life. And Ball of Fire Media, as you mentioned, is the media brand around shedding the bitch, which is a theme and a franchise that came out of my experience in corporate when I wrote my book of my, or memoir, as people would say, of shedding the corporate bitch. Yes, I was that nasty tyrant in corporate. And now I use all of those lessons and blessings to really help other people just ignite their own leader within. I'm from Philly, one of 12 kids with a lot of nieces and nephews running around, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia with my little four-legged friend Coco. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay. And so what led you to leave corporate America?
Well, I was kind of led to the door. So I was pretty much asked to leave, fired, however you want to call it. That is what kind of propelled shedding the corporate bitch and the reality that, because here it was my mentor of 12 years that just said, you know, it's no longer working. And so I didn't know what he was talking about. And so I spent a year or so doing some deep dive purging within myself to understand why did I just lose my 25-year career, and all of a sudden realized it was just because I was that stereotypical bully boss, corporate tyrant, witch, however you wanna define it. And I've been shedding that for the last 12 years, and now I use all of that as a way of inspiring and motivating and helping other people.
Okay. And so tell us, what's the number one reason people really come to you?
The number one reason is they're struggling. They're highly productive, whether it's in their own business or it's in corporate. They're highly productive, but they're struggling to, whether it's climb the ladder and advance and get recognized, get promoted, to gain a sponsor or a mentor. They're struggling just the way they behave or operate within the company, whether that's through their communication style or lack thereof, or maybe it's because they're struggling to delegate, to lead, to engage, to really collaborate with other people. I call them my highly productive but struggling. And then I also get a number of just high potential growth-oriented business individuals that are looking to enrich who they are as a leader, whether that is in their business career or life.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds good. Tell me, you make the reference of transformation coach versus life coach. Can you describe the difference?
Yes. I used to call myself a business coach because my whole foundation is really from a professional, entrepreneurial, or corporate individual. But my learning, my own learning from my shedding process is we're not robots at work. We're people first. So what I mean by that is there's a great deal of very good life coaches out there, and there's a lot of them, right? As well as there is business coaches. And what I have found is life coaches and life coaching isn't necessarily getting into the space of business. It's not getting it, you know, it's just dealing with the person themselves. And yet I deal in the business space and transforming the individuals within a company as well as the company itself. And it's both from a mindset perspective and a skill set perspective. So I kind of separate the two. Business coaching was no longer really relevant because everything I do is about empowering the mindset. So then you can optimize your skill set within business. So that's kind of where I fell on the term transformation coach instead.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about, you have a goals to riches challenge coming up.
Yes. The number one problem my clients have when they come to me, I don't care at what level of the hierarchy they are. They all have a problem with having defined goals, acting on them, and then having all the tools in their toolkit to overcome the challenges, obstacles, and sabotaging mindset that they have. So my Goals to Riches program, and actually I have turned it into a challenge, has been one of the most popular programs I've had because it addresses all of that. It gives an opportunity for someone to come within a basically an 8-day period. It's 5 days is really the core challenge that I'm giving people with homework assignments and check-ins that really allow them to start creating and executing their goals to where they actually start achieving them by the end of that week. So it's just an opportunity to invest in themselves and give themselves the opportunity to finally get their goals on paper, get an action plan in place, get some tools, tips, and strategies for overcoming procrastination and what I call the squirrels, so they can get the focus that they need to create riches in their life that they want.
And it sounds like an immersion of 5 days and a real serious kickstart.
It is. And they get free coaching along the way and great opportunities for them. That's a great way to say it, kickstart their success.
Okay. And so you've got a lot of energy. You've got a lot of ideas. One of the things that I always find interesting about guests is what don't we know about you? If we did a Google search, right, we're going to find a lot of information. What does not show up in that Google search that is part of who you are?
Wow. I'm like an open book, but I'll come up with something. All right. So you might not see quite yet a lot about the fact that I am an obsessed pickleball player.
Okay.
Obsessed. And if you don't know what pickleball is, you have to Google it because it's the fastest growing sport out there. But I have been winning tournaments, so my picture might be out there somewhere in the Google sphere. So that, and I guess, well, where my heart is that, but yet I do put a lot out there in photos and posts, is just my absolute love and obsession with my family. I'm one of 12 children. My parents are both gone, but mostly people that know me know my absolute adoration of my family members, but it's not necessarily kind of all out there in the sphere. So I would say pickleball probably, and then my family.
Well, ironically, as a competitive tennis player, I see pickleball slowly encroaching on our courts.
Oh.
And tennis players joke about the first rule of pickleball is you must always be talking about pickleball if you're a pickleball player, regardless of the body language or any other indication that the listener may be giving you.
Oh, that's
don't want to hear anymore.
That's Funny. Well, we could, you and I could have a whole conversation about tennis players and
pickleball. We'll do that later. Yeah. So a couple other sort of personal questions that sort of help mold who you are as a professional.
Sure.
You know, you've had some bumps along the way. You know, you completely changed your life after 25 years in corporate America. If you were able to talk to your younger self, what would you advise that younger self to have a different trajectory?
I would tell him to do exactly the same thing. I'm one who, and a lot of people ask me about this once they learn about it. I'm not one for one regret in my life, not one. I wouldn't change a darn thing about my life. So I would just say that take on whatever it is that you come up against or for, just take it for what it is, learn from it. I would tell myself, don't spend so much time worrying about that situation, good, bad, or indifferent. Just take it in, learn from it, acknowledge it, and then just keep moving as you always have throughout your life is probably what I would tell myself.
Okay. And then, part of productivity and success is being energized and motivated. What do you do to remain motivated?
I have a posse that I lean on the minute I find myself kind of getting those squirrels of distraction and procrastination, or I get in my head about something. My faith is very important to me. So my morning routine is around prayer, is around meditation, is around stillness, and doing some reading that kind of grounds me for the day. And then the minute I do start, well, whether it's a minute, day, week, or month, that I do start myself getting discouraged or distracted or stuck, I just make sure I reach out to the posse of individuals around me, my own coach, for instance, to then just kind of set me back on track.
Okay. And if you were to give one very useful immediate piece of advice to business people to improve their lot, what would that be?
Get your goals out of your head and onto a piece of paper. It's so cliche, and I'm sure everybody hears it and says it, but I can't tell you how many people wonder why they're, you know, kind of just loosey-goosey and not getting what they want out of life, even the smallest of things. And it's because they don't know what those goals are.
Okay, great. And so again, lastly, tell us how to contact you and what's coming up in the immediate future for you.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because right now I would send you to ballofireconsulting.com. You can even go to ballofirecoaching.com. It'll lead you to the same place. It's so new transitioning to the coaching.com. I even just said consulting.com still. But you'll look forward to a lot of changes within Ball of Fire coaching, as well as even sheddingthebitch.com. So just stay tuned for all of that. As you mentioned and provided me an opportunity, is that our Goals to Riches Challenge on July 20th. And people can go to and join our private Facebook group, Shift to Riches, in order to do that. They can even register right now at goalstoriches.com for that 5-day challenge. They can reach me directly. I love people reaching out to me. A lot of them come through LinkedIn, Bernadette Bowes. You can even email me at BernadetteBowes@ballofireinc.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much
for
your time and your insights. That is another edition of Business Way Outside the Box by PR Works, based in Plymouth, Mass. And if you, as a listener, know of a business, or maybe you even own a business that is way outside the box, please contact us at prworkzone.com, and we'd be happy to consider you as a future guest. Thank you so much for listening.